Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
I can't wait to fly. Oh, I'm alive. We'll be right back.
everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, today, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Shout out to Reverend B. It's always a pleasure to do your show every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I'm so happy to be a part of this radio station and this show, and I'm just always humbled every time I can bring information and a new guest, you know, that just seems to pop up and happen out of nowhere. And my guest today, Lindsay, we have so much in common. I'm just so excited to have her. I can't even, you know, put words into how excited I am, because Lindsay and I share messages from heaven, and we're a lot alike in different ways, because I had a death in my family with my grandmother, and Lindsay, my guest today from Florida, had a death, a tragic death that happened to her with a tragic accident of losing the love of her life, and I can only imagine how painful that was to go through that. And, you know, we all share the loss of loved ones and people that, you know, we care about, and we wonder, you know, are they around us? Do they come back? You know, what happens? And Lindsay had a spiritual awakening that helped her to uncover her gift, and she started receiving messages and was taught how to live life that she was really meant to live, and she received this healing, and she prayed, and she was able to connect to others' loved ones. And, you know, it's just so touching, because her event, she's going to be coming to St. Louis, where I am, in October, and I just happened to cross her and really was jolted by my grandmother. In other words, she was tapping me to get a hold of Lindsay and get her event out here to St. Louis and let people know that she's going to be coming with messages from heaven for, you know, the St. Louis area. So if you're in the St. Louis area, you can go to lindsaymarino.com and check out her Messages from Heaven event October 18th. So Lindsay was one of the mediums chosen to train with renowned psychic medium Lisa Williams, which I've seen Lisa, and she's very, very good, and she's just amazing. And so I know Lindsay is wonderful too. And so Lindsay earned a certification from Lisa Williams, and she's internationally known. And Lindsay helps you to connect to your soul, your guides, and she is certified as an intuitive, a spirit medium, a Reiki master, and she's also a host of Intuitive Guidance with Lindsay Marino, Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on Sedona Talk Radio. So I'm absolutely excited to have Lindsay today, and just a shout-out to all my listeners out there. Thank you for calling in and listening today, because this is a very special show. And our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. You can check out Lindsay at Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, Marino, M-A-R-I-N-O.com. And so now I'm going to bring Lindsay live to the show. Welcome to the show, Lindsay. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so happy about this.
Well, I'm very excited to have you. You know, our connection just happened, you know, through the spirit world, and that is just one of the most exciting things I've ever seen, you know, because I also get messages from heaven. So I was just so excited today to bring you on, because it just brought tears to my eyes that both of you, both me and you, have that connection to heaven, and it's just amazing. So I'm really touched to have you today.
I know. I feel like it's so weird how everything happens. I know we talked a couple times earlier about how really, like, when something's supposed to be, it just happens, and I feel like there's angels all around trying to guide us to this direction. And when you say a prayer, expect for it to be answered, because it usually is if you stay open. It's really amazing.
Well, and it's funny, because I think you had told me that you had said a prayer right before I had spoken to you. And so I'm really excited about that, because, you know, that too just gave me goosebumps. And, you know, when we got to talking, and my grandmother was just poking me, you need to call this lady and you need to talk to her right now. And I'm going, Whoa, when she comes in like that, you don't ignore that. But it was so funny because earlier I'd had a friend post a church song on Facebook that, and she's listening today also, that was What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And then that's when my grandmother just started at me like, you know, you got to talk to Lindsay. You got to talk to Lindsay right now. And I thought, whoa, okay, what is that? And then you started telling me that you had said this prayer. And I thought, whoa, that's really funny, isn't it? How we just connected like that.
It really is. It's crazy. It amazes me. Each time something like this happens, it just amazes me every time. And I need to just expect, I just posted on my Facebook page the other day, expect miracles, because that was a message. I delivered messages from heaven in Tampa. I'm from Boston, but I live in Tampa, and about 30 minutes from the city, I did an event, and one of the messages that came forward, with evidence, of course, from the loved one in spirit, it was a husband coming to his wife, and he said to expect miracles. You have to expect miracles because something was going to unfold for her. And I felt like it was such a powerful message, and I posted that on my Facebook, and that's how I feel about a lot of things can happen.
Well, we've had a lot of I've had a lot of connections that happened. You know, I went to a hospital and connected with a little girl who has cancer, and I had reposted one of your beautiful pictures of heaven, you know, just to tell you a little bit more about, we're kind of talking about life here and what happens to us. I had posted the picture of the rainbow that you had on your Facebook, that, you know, if you've ever had heaven. And these people from this little girl saw my post, and I thought, well, I don't know how they're going to react to that. I mean, they were liking that post and reposting it, and I thought, wait a minute, this little seven-year-old, her name is Kira, she's got a page, she's a St. Louis girl too, Kira Strong, you can go check her out on Facebook. And here are these people from Kira Strong posting the rainbow and how beautiful that how heaven was. And I thought, ooh, we've even made a connection there. And that just really touched my heart, because this little girl was struggling with cancer and had to go in with chemo and radiation, and they call her a little warrior princess. And I know some people have had some heaven experiences over there, like one of the medics over at Mercy, he lost his son, and he's had some, you know, heavenly experiences as well. And it's just been, you know, one thing after the other. People are liking, you know, what's out there. And all I did was just hit share of something. Mm. Something hit me to do that again. It was like another intuition, kind of like how we connected, and it was just amazing. So a lot of these things are how heaven and things happen when we're working with people to deliver messages. Like you said, expect miracles. Well, that in itself was a miracle to me also, which is pretty cool.
Was this the rainbow that I posted a week ago or so?
Yes.
Or is this something? Okay, that's so funny, because it was amazing how that happened, that rainbow, it was over the ocean. You can't really tell in the picture, but we were driving from the beach, and it hit. I've never seen a rainbow hit the ocean like that. And immediately I was told by whoever it was, all the loved ones in spirit, it was like, and when I say I'm told, it's like something pops in your mind. You know, when you think, oh my gosh, I left the iron on, and that just pops in your mind randomly. That's how I get messages a lot of the time. Or it may be through images, but this just popped in my mind, and I was told I had to post this rainbow. And I think I posted something about, you know, if you feel that this is your sign, you've been asking for a sign, here it is, something like that. But I was told that something about loved ones, and kind of put it out there. And it's so weird how it happens. But, well, when you listen to your grandma, you pretty much have no option. You have to do it when you're told.
Well,
that
I pretty
just,
much
right
was
there.
Told that you should contact this lady. And I'm thinking, yes, she's really... You know, and a lot of us do. We think, well, if we contact that person, are they going to think that we're totally nuts? I mean, you know, I'm saying that because there are a lot of people out there that'll go, you know, somebody is just really going to think I'm totally crazy if I just call this random person up and say, oh, you know, I had this experience today, and I'm supposed to tell you this. And this is like my life story. It happens to me all the time. So, you know, we're kind of informing people of how these things work. This happens to me every day, probably 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Oh, you need to go here. Ooh, you need to do this. And I thought, I need to call this lady. Okay, well, I hope she really doesn't think that I'm crazy because I'm calling her to tell her that my grandmother will not leave me alone, and she's over my bed going, you need to call her now. You know, and that's just one of the things that, you know, it's funny, but that's the best way to put it. You know, you literally just hit over the head with something to do, and you do it. You know, it's like that rainbow that you posted. I just thought, okay, well, I'll just randomly post it, and then all of a sudden, people that I didn't even think would, you know, go on and love that rainbow actually loved the rainbow and, you know, were sharing it and posting it and all of that. So that's what I'm really getting at. All these things that, you know, if we just listen to, you know, our intuition and we grab that, it's an amazing thing that happens on the other end. And I think that's what happens to you when you hold events, like what you're going to do when you come to St. Louis.
Yes, exactly. It's pretty much you have to trust everything. And it's so funny because you mentioned like, oh, I hope they don't think I'm crazy, because that's what I say all the time. I'm thinking, well, what's normal? Nobody's normal. I feel like I'm crazy all the time. There's so many crazy things that happen in life that you just need to go with it. But I feel like if we do things with love, and when they come from a loved one in spirit, it is with love. You know, it comes to you. And when you do things with love, then everything else sort of flows around you. You know, it may not be easy with things happening in life, especially the loss of a loved one. But if you experience that feeling, it's really one of those things that you can't ignore, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's totally how it works. You know, a lot of times what I run into with a lot of people is they worry about, you know, what is this spirit thing? You know, a lot of people think that, ooh, if you conjure up spirits, it's weird. And I tell people it's all in how you look at it. I mean, for me, I never shut this off, you know, and I'll tell you what happened to me just as an example. You know, my grandmother was right there. I didn't call on her. I didn't do, you know, and a lot of people get weirded out or religious-like, and they think, ooh, this is weird or bad. And I think it's your intentions and how you look at spirit and how you look at God. You know, when you say you're a medium, it might not be that it's, you know, conjuring or whatever it is that frightened people. You know, I think so many people are frightened of that. I mean, to me, knowing that my grandmother was right next to me at 7 when I had no concept was huge, because I was very unsettled and very sad. And I tell people that, I said, that is heaven. You know, when you know that your dog is right there and he isn't hurting and he's okay, and he's even telling you, don't be angry that I'm gone, but I'm still here. I'm going, that's a comforting thing. So I just know that I've had some people go, medium, ooh, that's scary. And I'm thinking, it's all in how you look at it.
Yeah, it is. And I like how you, at the beginning, you mentioned something about, you know, certain religions, they might not be open. And it's funny because I'm Catholic. So ever since I was really little, I was always drawn to the Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary, and saints and angels. And I just loved listening to angel stories, miracle stories. And when I was really little, I would just always be just praying about a saint and just very quiet. And, you know, it was just something. I would go to church. And as I grew older, you know, I went to college in Tampa and got sidetracked with being with friends and didn't go to church as much. And I still love saints and angels and Blessed Mother and all of that. But then in 2007, when the love of my life passed away, that's when I started to really realize that I had this gift that was uncovered. And I started to think about it, you know, a couple of years before. I went to a friend of mine in Miami, said, do you want to go to this psychic? And I said, no, I feel like that's a sin. And she's like, it's not a sin, you'll be fine. And I said, oh gosh, I feel guilty going. I'm writing out a check to the psychic. And I'm like, I know it was fun to do, but at the same time, I was kind of feeling some guilt. And then after, I'm like, oh, it wasn't so bad. And now, since Nick passed, I started to realize that through that whole grieving process, and I really was just getting up out of bed to go to work, and I was teaching third grade at the time. It was my second day teaching. I was just getting up to go to school, and the kids that I was working with them, they were like my little angels, because just being around them felt so good. And different things that they would do, they didn't even realize it, but it was like signs would come in through them. They might draw a picture, and it would have been in Hawaii, and that was a place that I was supposed to go with Nick. And so I started to think differently about feeling like it was a sin, because I felt like there was so much healing to know that it wasn't like he just passed away and that was it and he was gone. It wasn't like that. I felt like his soul was still going to be with me, and as long as we're linked by love, that can't be broken, you know, which is so amazing.
Right. Well, I know that, you know, I really didn't understand what death was. See, I thought, being so innocent and young, I watched the children as well. You know, they tell you funny things, yeah, and you're like, wow, I should start listening to them. They really know what they're talking about. And mm-hmm. I did that at a young age, so I start listening now. You know, I mean, I just listen to all the kids that, you know, come my way, because they have some pretty good things to say that are really truthful. But, you know, when I was little, I didn't understand the concept of death. And, you know, I thought that the doctor could just fix them up and then everything would be fine. You know, that was,
yeah.
And then she's like, well, it doesn't work like that, but I'm not this way anymore, but I'm still here. And I thought, you know, that's mm-hmm. a really wild way to explain something. So are you, you know, and I was a quizzy kid. I said, well, are you in heaven? Are you here? Or explain that. And she goes, I can be anywhere I want. But mainly, you know, if you want to talk about heaven, yeah, we're really there, but we can come and see you. We can, you know, go wherever, you know, I can show you things. And I thought, boy, that is just one concept that's very cool. And I'm sure you had very similar trying to understand what had happened with yourself.
Yes. Yeah, it was interesting. When I was little, I didn't know that I had loved ones around me. I was so into the angels and stuff, but it was more like I used to, you know, when people say they have an outer body experience where they, you know, they have these dreams and they feel like their soul leaves their body and they're floating to different spaces. Well, I thought that was normal. I thought, oh, this is just a regular flying dream. You know, I can leave my body and float wherever I want to. But then later in life, when I was going through that horrible, you know, transition with Nick passing away, I started to read all of these spiritual books and started to realize that all along I had this sensitivity. But I didn't know how it was until really much later, when it meant mm-hmm. connecting with loved ones. But I always felt their presence. Like, before Nick passed, I actually said to him, I'm kind of scared right now because I feel like someone's behind us. I feel like your mom is with us or something. It's scaring me. And he's like, well, it could be your grandfather. Don't worry. And I'm like, I don't know why all of a sudden I'm feeling this overwhelming presence behind me. And that was really, really strong. And I would sense different things, and I've been sensitive to people's energies. You know, I get certain vibes about people, want to be around them or don't want to be around them, and I'd pick up on things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what happened. And I think that you start to look at these patterns throughout your life after, and you're like, oh, my gosh, that whole time I was experiencing this. You know, I'm sure you may get this also, Amanda, but a lot of empaths, they go throughout the day, and you may feel at times or at some point in your life you feel anxious or really exhausted and you don't understand why. And I used to feel like that all the time.
Yes. When I was young, mm-hmm. well, I did it all my life. From the time I could walk, I could do that. But see, when I started realizing that you could go to the mall and sit and watch people and, okay, that person, you know, boyfriend broke up with them and that person wants a hot dog and that person's really depressed and this person's thinking about their cat and, you know, whatever, that was when I went, whoa, okay, that's interesting. But see, I was so young that I thought, just like you, with angels. And see, I was learning about angels when I was four. You know, I was young, mm-hmm. 4, 5, 3. You know, I knew about angels just being itty bitty tiny. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Okay, they can protect me from the nightmares that happen, you know, at night,
yeah,
or whatever that a lot of kids run into, where they say, oh, my kids are having nightmares, and you know, you give them something to kind of, you know, work with, like visualizing the angels holding you, you know, in their wings, and it's like, oh, good, I feel so much better now. And that's kind of what healing is when you, mm-hmm. you know, send healing, because I know you're a healer, but, you know, I mean, animals could talk for me. I mean, I'm like Mrs. Doolittle, you know, so I'm walking around hearing the horses and the cows and the chickens, and I'm thinking it's normal, just like, you know, oh, look at the pretty colors over there. Everybody's got, you know, an aura or a rainbow or whatever, and the feelings. And I just thought it was normal, too. I thought everybody could do it.
Mm-hmm. It's so interesting. The animals are the best because, you know, they're, I mean, everyone has a soul, but it's interesting because they're so open.
Yeah, the animals are just full of love, but I've always been able to hear them, and they have some of the most funny conversations, like, you know, about food or the air or, you know, how they're treating their, you know, how their master is treating them or how they're feeling, you know, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, I thought everybody could do that. I learned later, oh, no, not so much.
Yes. So interesting how it all happens, too.
Yeah, but I think it's interesting how you finally realized that you had such a connection to heaven when he mm-hmm. went to the other realm, kind of like my grandmother did, and you went, oh, so that's what it's all about. You know, it's kind of like you got it after.
Yeah, it was just this really strong wave of everything. It was the next day after he passed, I actually, you know, was sleeping, and I woke up, and I saw him at the foot of my bed. And then after that, I was having visitations with him, and possibly some people listening might know what visitations are, and some people might be confused between dreams and visitations, but visitations is, it's really a way that your soul can visit with the soul of a loved one. And he would come and he would tell me things in a dreamlike state. I would be sleeping, and I it was so vivid, it was absolutely crazy. And he said, you're not going to see me for a while, but I'm still going to be around you. And that was the first week. And I started to feel his presence. I'd be driving in the car, and he, you know, we'd always be in the car going someplace, and I felt his presence there. And I'd be communicating, saying, okay, what do you want me to do for you? What is it that you need? Do you need prayers? And each time I would ask something, there was a sign right in front of me, and I thought, people are going to think I am a wacko with all this stuff. But at point, I didn't even care. I was just thinking, you know what? I'm in so much pain, and I feel his presence, and he's guiding me, and I need to trust it. So I started to receive these messages, and I wanted to do anything and everything to connect with him. So I would journal, and I did a lot of automatic writing, which is when you kind of allow, you know, you allow them to come through your writing. And I have a website. On my website, I have a video about tapping into your intuition. It does talk about automatic writing because it's interesting. It's really awesome. But I was doing that, and he would come through my writing, and then he would show me different signs. Sometimes I'd wake up with a song in my head, and I knew how it was connected. And so I said, well, if I'm not going crazy and this is really happening, then send me someone to connect with you. Like, tell a medium or someone to tell me that this is normal. And then soon after, a friend actually went out to lunch with this lawyer that was also, you know, undercover kind of a psychic medium. From his
undercover
grandfather's
medium, yeah.
Yes, it was like he didn't tell just anyone. And so he transferred, you know, a message from Nick to me, and it was an answered prayer again. And I said, I need to talk to this guy. I have to talk to him. I need to know what he has to say. And he confirmed everything that nobody knew. You know, I was lighting light candles for Nick.
Yeah.
Nobody knew that. And this is what this medium told me. And I was blown away, but at the same time, I was relieved to know that everything I was receiving was confirmed without even me having to really say anything. And now we're like brother and sister, this medium, Jason. And he's been on my radio show a few times also. And it's just really amazing how things could be linked together, you know, and how they make things happen.
That is pretty amazing how that happens, because, you know, similar things I've asked for, you know, the same thing. And I was going to say, you know, what was one of the first things that happened with him? You know, what did he tell you to do, or what was it like, you know, your first experience? Because I'm sure you were pretty devastated when he went. I mean, I was pretty devastated when my grandmother went too. So I'm sure you were as well.
Yeah, it was not good. It was, and I feel like it's one of those things that you really can't even put into words. I didn't think that my whole life was flipped upside down. There were so many plans that were put into place, you know. And it's funny because a few days before he passed, he passed on a Tuesday, and on Sunday we went to church together. And the sermon was all about grieving and what you would do if someone was, you know, if someone in your family or friends passed away. And we had a long conversation about it after. And he said, if I ever passed away, I wouldn't want anyone working and lose their job or go into debt or, you know, become an alcoholic. There were so many things that we had a conversation about. He said, because death is a part of life and, you know, everyone's going to die someday. And I got really mad. I was thinking, what do you mean everyone's going to die? I don't want to talk about this. And he's like, no, it's fine. I'm just telling you that if anything ever happened to me, I wouldn't want this, this, and that. And it was his soul knew before he was going to go. And we had this conversation. He said, don't worry, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm always going to be by your side. And it was so weird because it was almost like a foreshadowing of the event that was going to happen. And the night before he passed, we both were in tears because I said, I just don't want to lose you. I'm so happy. He said, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm always by your side. And it just sticks in my mind. I'm writing a book about it. I'm finishing it up about this whole experience. And it's pretty much, like, looking back on it, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, how clear was this? It was like he said everything that he wanted to say before, you know, he went. And he loved life so much. He really taught me how to live. I thought that I knew how to live, but especially after his passing, I felt like I learned so much. And this was definitely not overnight. I mean, I was in a space where I didn't want to be around anyone. I was just going to work and then coming home and getting back into his clothes and his pajamas, you know, putting on a sweatshirt in like 90-degree weather. It wasn't like, you know, all of a sudden I was all happy. It was tough. But I just lived each moment, just moment by moment, and didn't look too far ahead because then I would get too overwhelmed.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do. And that's kind of how I've lived most of my life as well. It's kind of moment to moment, you know, with what happened. I mean, even still, you know, I live kind of moment to moment just by, you know, what's happened to me as well. So I can understand what you're talking about. Because it is moment for moment each time, you know, with everything.
Right.
So, and you know, it's a journey. It's a journey and it's beautiful. And, you know, the fact is that, you know, we at first feel like things are taken from us, you know, and I share that because I felt that way. And I was very upset. And I know you were feeling the same way I did when they're gone, but they're really not gone. And, you know, that was where, you know, you really start to learn a whole lot about, you know, where things are going and what you're doing and, you know, what's ahead. And you find out, oh, they're really not gone. Okay.
Right. Right. And it's almost like frustrating sometimes too when you're in the moment at the beginning because you start thinking, well, I feel them, but I want to be able to see them and reach out and give them a hug. So it's like, it's bittersweet. You're like, you feel all this love from them, but at the same time, you want to have that same, you know, physical connection to see them and say hello the same way. So it's like a different kind of feeling.
I had a very interesting experience when I moved to St. Louis. I was laying on a massage table, and I guess I was just feeling pretty down. And you may have experienced this somewhere, too. I'm really curious to see. Some people experience this. And I was laying there, and all of a sudden, my grandmother was there. And it's kind of one of those experiences that you have when you're, you know, I wasn't asleep. I mean, I've had dreams with her, and I've had awakenings with her. I've seen her right there in front of me. This was literally like she came in and I was being worked on, but all of a sudden, you know, just kind of low light touch, you know, nothing really, kind of like Reiki, for an example, and some essential oils. And she was there and I could feel a hug and I felt her. And all of a sudden it was like her touching my head and her around me. And it wasn't them. So what was funny is, I was having a healing session. You know, I was really having a healing session, but that wasn't an ordinary healing session. I was laying there, and all of a sudden, she was there. They weren't there, and I knew that they were kind of working on me, but she was touching my head, and then she was hugging me, and I went, and I could feel it. So I was actually embraced by feeling, and it had been, years. I mean, the last time I really had a hug from her was 7, and this was when I was, you know, I mean, I'm much older now. This has been since I've been here, and I've been here about 4 years, you know, so quite a bit older, and I'm experiencing a hug from her while laying on
that
the table and her touching my forehead.
So amazing.
And it was physical touch. You know, what?
Yes.
No one was touching my head. No one
I
was.
Totally
but it was agree. It was her. It was her. And I went, ooh, okay, whoa. And so,
yeah.
You know, I could see that happening to you. And then at one point, a friend of mine did kind of, you know, touch and hug. But I could feel, and it wasn't to explain it, you know, it's the person, but she was doing my grandmother's same motions.
I went, holy cow.
Whoa.
That's so amazing.
And it was an experience that I had.
Yeah, that's absolutely beautiful. And to even be able to describe it, it's so hard to describe it, but you explained it like perfectly how it happens. Because, and they would, you know, she probably would normally touch your head or make you feel that, you feel a different presence. You know, it's not the person working on you. They're in a different spot.
Right.
They could be, you know, massaging
and,
you your
know,
feet or
a lot of people
and,
would say, oh my gosh, are they possessed? Are they this? Or are they taken over? No, it was literally like a heaven experience to describe it in best form. You know, it's like, oh, that's scary, or oh, they possess, you know. Yeah, some mediums do that. I don't exactly do that. You know, the spirit the person on the other side sits next to me when I'm talking with someone, and they're not in my body or anything like that. But this was not a possession that this girl did, and she's very, you know, religious and goes to church as well. But what I found very, and she's, you know, kind of, not sure about the medium thing either, but what I think is funny is I had that experience with her, and I knew it was my grandmother's touch, and I was like, well, I recognize that. It's God. It's a good feeling. You know, you recognize, okay, that's good. And, you know, that's how you tell the difference between good and not good. It's like your feelings will tell you, like you said, you know, empath. You'll know, oh, that doesn't feel good, or, oh, okay, that's all right. That feels okay.
Yeah. Exactly. That's so amazing. That's such a gift that you received it too. I love it. And it's so, you want it to keep on happening. You want to feel their presence that same way because it's so beautiful. And it's funny that you mentioned something did happen to me like that, actually. It's happened a few times and it's been almost crazy. You know, like I talk out loud and I'm thinking, thank you for making me aware that you're here. That kind of feeling. And it sounds crazy, but I mean, what is crazy? We're talking about all this stuff, so what's normal? But I was taking a class with Tony Stockwell. He's an amazing medium. He is from the UK also. He's friends with Lisa Williams.
He's a kind
and
person. Yeah.
He really is. He has such a beautiful heart. He's so funny, too. He seems, you know, like he'd be quiet, but he's really not. He's the funniest thing. And I took a class with him in New York at Omega Institute, and it was called mediumship trance healing. And this is something totally that I would never think that I would even think of. But it just pretty much you allow a loved one to come close to you so they can come through you. And when I do readings, I usually pick up on the mannerisms, like you mentioned earlier, without even knowing it. You know, someone might give a certain kind of handshake to their friend, and when I'm in front of them, I want to do that because I feel like that energy that comes forward. But, well, the trance healing and trance mediumship was pretty much, he's like, you know, loved ones in spirit are so beautiful and they have beautiful energy, so just allow them to come into your space, you know, closer to you. So that's what we did, and it was very healing. And it's funny because I just gave a reading the other day to a mother, a wife that lost her husband, and I kept hearing the husband say to me, can I come close to you so that I could give a hug to my wife? Like, would you mind? And it's not like you and I are talking. Like, the people listening probably think, like, that's how I hear it, but that's not how I hear it. It's more like this intuitive thought. And so I thought, okay, so how am I going to tell this to her? This sounds completely wacko. I don't even know her. and I'm going to say, can I give you a hug from your husband? So I said, you know what, I need to just give the message to her because this is what's coming forward. If I leave without doing it, then I wouldn't be listening to what he's saying, and it would bother me, and I ended up calling her back after. So I said to her, I know this is a weird request, but your husband's asked to give you a hug, but it's going to be his presence that's going to do it. And she was hysterically crying. She said, you know what's so funny? I was actually going to ask you if I could hold your hand because I felt like I needed to hold your hand.
Mm-hmm. And that's the mannerism.
And so much when you were talking, I didn't want to disrupt anything. So when I gave her the hug, I didn't really feel like it was me. It felt like, you know, it was him giving her a hug. And I felt the rush of energy, and she did too. And it was really beautiful, you know, that feeling of love that was given. And she felt it, you know, like you said earlier with your grandma, you just know their touch. It's a familiar touch, and you know what it feels like, and that's how it was. And it was pretty amazing. It was really awesome.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty cool. And you knew it was exactly, you know, just the right thing to do. And sometimes they just direct you on, you know, what to do. Like, I've had moments that I will say something and I have no idea what it is or why. And then, you know, like, I had an experience here where I said something to a friend of mine who's from Canada, but she lives out here, and she started crying, and I really was taken by that. I was like, whoa, what did I say? Because they said this and they were there. And it turns out that she just had a very hard time with this person passing, and that she didn't know where they were or what had happened, and something that I said just really triggered that. And she was like, boy, you just out of nowhere got that. And I said, they just talked to me. You know, I don't do anything. Just, you know, they just talked to me,
amazing.
And that's what was said, and that's what it was. And she was like,
and you trusted it.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
that's
the first time I had something
it.
Like that. So the first time you have something like that happen with intuition, you know, I mean, I thought it was off the wall because I saw this hot dog floating above somebody's head, and I thought, right. And if I tell them that, they're going to think I am the craziest person on the face of the earth. Well, it wasn't crazy. It was actually, you know, significant to something. So that's trusting your intuition.
Yes, and it's usually the most random thing that you're kind of afraid to say that. The most thing that touches them. It's like the most random thing. You see like a parrot above someone's head and you're like, okay, why is this bird showing up? And it's, you know, their pet bird that passed or whatever it is. It's crazy how it happens. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. It's very amazing. We do have some callers that are calling into the chat here. Would you like to take some callers and see what they want to ask
you? Sure. Sure.
I don't know exactly how you work, if you need to have one question or what have you. But
if they want to ask me a question, if they want to be ready with a question and just take a few moments to talk to them and I can answer it, definitely.
Okay, perfect, because we have two callers here. And again, you can call us at 347-237-5339 and check out Lindsay at lindsaymarino.com. And come to St. Louis and see our lovely event in October. That's going to be cool, too.
Yay, I'm so excited.
I'm excited to see you. And we just got
October
another caller,
18th.
Too. So we're going to...
Okay, good.
Yes, October 18th.
And I forgot to say, Amanda, I forgot to tell you this. The people that are listening, I'm making a raffle. So if they do... book a ticket for the event, they're entered to win a free private reading with me before the actual event also. So if they enter to get a ticket, if they buy a ticket this week up until Friday at midnight, they'll be entered in the raffle to see if they can win.
Very cool. Very exciting. That's going to be fun.
It will be. I'm really happy.
All right, so our first caller here is going to be area code 313. You're on with Amanda and Lindsay. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Lindsay. This is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi. Calling from Florida. let's see. I have one question in regards to relationships. I'm married, and my husband and I are constantly fighting about money. And I know that people, how people perceive you and the things that they choose, they see is because from, like, how they are. But, oh my gosh. I'm just getting so tired of it because I'm doing the absolute best that I can.
Right. Okay, so as you're talking, I actually, I feel the energy of it all because it's frustrating when you're going in circles and you feel like you're giving so much and the other person isn't communicating the way that they're supposed to be. I feel like this does have a lot to do with communication, but it's funny because I actually see a young boy around you also. Would I be correct in saying you have a son or someone that's a young boy in your family or around you? Okay.
Yeah.
So you do have a son?
I have a son. He's almost two.
Perfect. And I feel like that becomes a lot of the issue. And your son is so precious. I feel like your son, I love him, his energy, what I'm picking up with your son. It's not actually him. It's like the beliefs that go with it. And I feel like a lot of the stuff that's frustrating for you is because he's not putting in as much effort as you are dealing with getting things together related to your son. Does that make sense to you where some of the issue lies also?
Yeah, like, yes, last night we were, we're talking about a date night, you know, and, you know, just rekindling our relationship, our connection with one another. And it just seems so overburdensome for him, you know, a date night, really?
And it's almost, with your husband, I feel like he used to, whenever he used to go out with his friends or different things, it makes me feel like he has either a couple of brothers or friends that are like brothers. That's what I keep seeing around him. And he used to spend more time in the past with them. And I feel like it kind of let him loosen up a little bit. Does that make sense to you so far?
Yeah, he likes to fish, though. He has a couple of guys that he likes to go fishing with.
Okay. I feel like he needs really a change of scenery with the two of you, and I feel like the conversations that you have related to money shouldn't even be in the house. It's so weird that I'm saying this, but it's almost like I'm being shown the conversations between the two of you, but I feel like the kitchen almost like needs to be cleared out energetically, like, you know, put some good music on in the kitchen, or there's something with the kitchen that feels very, I don't want to say hostile, but like the energy is very stagnant in there, and it feels like it needs to kind of be lifted a little bit, okay? And I also feel like there's lack of eye contact for long periods of time. I keep seeing one person leave a room when the other one's talking. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because that's a big deal, and it sounds so simple, like, oh, everyone does that, but not. It doesn't happen all the time, but I keep seeing it. So I think kind of sitting down and showing, you obviously care, but it's frustrating, but kind of like changing the mindset of what's happening with him. Yes, it's frustrating, and he's not showing interest in going out on a date night, which that would upset me also. But if you could take time to listen to his viewpoint about his stresses, that's going to make him open up a little bit more. It's almost like you need to, with him, I feel like the two of you are really good together and you were really, really happy. But I think that he does stress a lot about work, stuff that he doesn't need to be so stressed out about if he could just talk to you about it and say it in a way that he needs to lift this off of his chest, because I feel like he carries a lot. And I also feel like he carries a lot and it's linked to his father too, okay? Because I keep seeing the connection to him and his dad and the relationship they did or did not have, there's something really strong about that that's popping up, that's underlying within him.
Mm-hmm. He has a very, very strange relationship with his father. Like, he does never, ever want to see him or talk to him ever again in life. And he's okay with that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something that's underlying there. And just kind of thinking of him, when you're frustrated with him the next time, actually imagine him a little boy. This is what I always say to my clients, too. Imagine him a one-year-old, and he is a cute little one-year-old, and you're imagining how sweet and innocent he is and how he needs love, because I feel a lot that needs to be shown to him, and you show him love, but there's something else that's deeper. So just, you know, when you're frustrated with him, think of him as, you know, an innocent little baby and try
innocent
to get
child,
your words out
yeah.
in a different way. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I think things are going to change for you, but I definitely feel like you need, when you have a conversation that's stressful, the next time you do it, you can't do it every time and leave the house. But I think the next time that you do go out, definitely talk in a different space. And if it's something that he likes to fish with his friends, you mentioned, I would mm-hmm. actually do something that he, just for right now, and let him get the hang of it for you and have him think of things for you to do. But ask him, say, hey, I wanted to know if you wanted to go fishing with me, and talk to him then when he's in his element.
That would be nice. See, I have thought about that, but we just don't have a babysitter. And, you know, and so when I go like, oh, well, I've met a couple of girls, you know, that are certified STC providers that maybe, my, you know, we can interview and, you know, find who's a good fit. And, you know, we can do more things like that together. Because it's like, at this point for me, it's like, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And
mm-hmm.
I'm with the child, like, all day, every day. Yeah. And
yes, you need a little break from that.
Yeah, and that's
she
the only
does,
time
you
I
do
I
need a break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can feel that from you. You need to take some time out for you. You know, you need to, like, mm-hmm. go and have quiet time for you. That's coming in very strong, you know, on my
mm-hmm.
end for you as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe that, you know, like Amanda and I were talking at the beginning how it's funny when you say a prayer and sometimes the intention, you don't even know how it's going to happen. It just does. Maybe putting it out there and setting an intention that, okay, you know, something's going to work out, where something's going to come through and we're going to have someone to watch the baby. And just so him and I can go out, but also you can, Amanda's going to take time for you also. So I hope
mm-hmm.
that helps you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, blessings. We have area code 509. You're on with Amanda and Lindsay. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I've been wanting to work for a law firm, but the openings are really rare, and so I decided to just keep bugging them. And then maybe, like, offer them work-study through school and kind of have, like, a part-time, just something that can give me experience, put on a resume, and maybe, like, use it on scholarships. So I came into this firm. It's called Smart Connell and Childers.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kind of gave me an interview like there, which was pretty cool. And so that was on Friday, but today I'm thinking about just getting like a thank you letter and then maybe like an orchid or some type of flower or plant, and then just send it to them. That way they know, like, I felt like Teresa, the person who interviewed me, she's the assistant, but she said there could be a second interview with the attorney. And the only problem is that I graduate in 6 months and I'm going to be transferring to a university. So that's kind of the downfall. And she doesn't know, like, if it's worth investing on someone, and then she'll just leave. So, but there's another one. It's called Bell and Rio or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Bell something in Rio. Bell Brown in Rio. So I'm just like going to different law firms, not just setting myself for one, because I don't know. But I'm wondering if you see anything working out with the Shoulders, the Smart Connell and Shoulders firm.
Okay, let me see what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's interesting because I keep on seeing you being it's almost like a shadow. You're following around and observing certain people do certain work. That's what I keep on seeing. I see you taking notes but how they're doing it. And it's almost like I can see an image of a clipboard and you holding a clipboard and writing things down. And I'm not sure if you're going to actually be doing something hands-on where you actually have to do something right now, or you're just going to be taking time to observe and do little things, whether it sounds, you know, simple, but something like filing or helping with something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not sure which law firm it is, though. I don't know which one it is. I just see that you're doing that. And I also, you know, you mentioned a thank you card and a plant. I think that's so nice. I definitely feel like that's a good energy to put out there. But I also do feel the commitment thing is going to be an issue, and them thinking, are you going to come back? And if you're not going to be someone that's going to be later permanent, if they want to have you there, you know, for a short amount of time, unless it's almost like you're helping around from the office just to get experience. It's not like, and I forget if you mentioned if it was paid or not, but I feel like it would make them feel, I feel like it would make them feel better if it was something that was almost like you learning different things that are very simple. I don't feel like it's going to be this, I don't know if you're going to have like your own office and stuff like that. It's more like you're going to, but you're going to get experience, and that's what you wanted.
Amanda,
I'm not sure if you pick up anything else about that, but that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and you know, I'm getting kind of the same thing, and the name Bell stood out at me really too. So, you know, that seems to be apparent with what you're doing too. So, yeah, just keep that in mind, and I think it's a paid job, but I think it's just going to take some, you know, prayers and putting it out there too. But, you know, I think you're going to be successful in it, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from you, so keep us updated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the lady for the Smart and Connell, she seems, I feel like we have similar backgrounds, and that's kind of why I feel like she wants to help me.
I think that there may be something there too, but there's something with Belle also. I'm not quite sure what that is. Just keep your prayers out there and keep the intentions going, and you'll be good. But thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
All right,
blessings.
Okay, Lindsay, thank you for coming on my show today, and we will do this again next time. It's been wonderful.
Awesome.
I really appreciate you being here, and we will see you next time.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate this, Amanda.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. Blessings. Check out Lindsay at lindsaymarino.com and buy a ticket to our event here in St. Louis in October. We will see you next week. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Someone